The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that if the householder had known the hour at which the thief was coming, he certainly would have watched and not let his house be broken into. He's talking in this case about the second coming. We don't know the day or the hour when our Lord is going to return. And so ask yourself for the moment, if you were told somehow there was some infallible way that you were going to be told that Jesus is going to be coming back in a couple of hours, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Then why aren't you doing it already? See, if there's something you're going to do different because you know Jesus is coming, we should already be doing that. We're not going to impress him, because he already knows what we're all about. He's God. He knows it all. So if we look at it in the traditional story of the young novices and the religious order that asked the elderly monk, you know, they all asked the question, what would you do? The one novice says, oh, I would run to the chapel so that I would be in the chapel when Jesus arrived. He knows if you're not spending a lot of time in the chapel that you're just being a fraud. Oh, doesn't it look nice? You're in the chapel with a big smile on your face waiting for our Lord to return. Now, spend some time in the chapel every day. Then when the Lord returns, he's not going to be shocked that you're in the chapel, because he wouldn't have thought to look there for you in the first place, because you're never there. The second monk said, oh, I would rush to confession so that I could make sure that my soul was as pure as that it could be. If you've got a mortal sin on your soul, get to confession. Don't wait because you heard that the Lord is returning, so now I better get cleaned up. Get cleaned up. Keep yourself in the state of grace 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Not just because there's something extraordinary happening. We want to make sure that this is the ordinary way of our life, that we're always in the state of grace and that we're trying to grow in virtue. That's what it should be about. And because the question was asked in the monastery while the monks were at recreation, the elderly monk just simply said, I'd be right here at recreation, because this is where I'm supposed to be. This is where the Lord would expect to see me. So are we doing the duties of our state in life? Are we doing what God is expecting of us? Where would he expect to find us if he were to return in a couple of hours? Are we doing what we should be doing? So that's why I said, if there's something we would do differently, then we better start doing it differently. Not just because the Lord might come, but because obviously if we're not doing what we should be doing, we need to make some adjustments in our life, and we need to do what we're supposed to be doing. That's exactly the point that our Lord is making. If the Master is delayed in coming, what's going to happen? Those of you old enough will remember back around the year 1999 and how everybody thought that maybe the world was going to end in the year 2000. The computers were all going to break down because they couldn't flip the date and all this other stuff. And oh boy, the churches were full, just like they were for 2 weeks after 9/11 in 2001. But as soon as the computers didn't crash on January 1st of 2000, we didn't have to worry about it. Back to life as usual. After 2 weeks of post 9/11, there were no more traffic jams on Sunday mornings. Churches were back to half empty. Everything went back to normal. So what's normal? What has become normal in our society is not what human beings were created for. And so if you're fitting in with society and you're living the normal American life, then ask yourself again, if Jesus were to come, am I going to be able to stand before him, present myself to him and say, I have lived exactly the way that you wanted me to. You put me in this country of America, so you must have wanted me to live like everybody around me, right? So that's what I've done. I'm ready to go to heaven. I think he's going to say, I tell you, I do not know you. He's told us how we're supposed to live our lives. And most of it we don't see in our society. But what we do have in our society is the greatest opportunity for us to become saints. If we do what Jesus told us to, which is the contrary of what our society is doing, so that means we have to fight against it. We have to go against the current. We have to strive for truly holy life. That's not what our society is about. So, a great opportunity to think about this, because we don't know the day or the hour. At this point, I think we would have to say the first watch is certainly over, so is the second and third. So at this point, we've got to be in about the fourth watch of the night. It's getting late in the game. The Master's going to be returning. We don't know when. We don't know the day or the hour. But at this point, it would be a fool that would suggest, well, because he hasn't come yet, it's going to be another few thousand years, so we don't have anything to worry about. Well, even if you thought you didn't have anything to worry about because he's not coming soon, you don't know the day or the hour of your death. So even if our Lord doesn't come before you die, you're still going to have to stand before him as the judge. Would he recognize you? That is, would he recognize you as a saint? Not does he know who you are, obviously he knows who you are, but the same question again. What would need to change? Then work at changing it. We need to get our lives in order just because we're called by our Lord to be holy, to be saints. Not just because the time is late, not just because, well, something's going to happen pretty soon. Look at what's going on in the world. It's got to happen, which it does. But that's not the reason. We want to live a good life because that's what we're created for. Because we want to glorify God. Because people should see our good works and glorify our Heavenly Father because of it. That's what we're supposed to be about. So a wonderful opportunity for all of us to look at this. Because we don't know the day or the hour, we need to be careful of the human tendency to just kick the can down the road. It's no big deal. It hasn't happened yet. It's not gonna. We're all gonna die. We haven't yet, but we're going to. It's coming. To be prepared, because we don't know the day or the hour. That's the part that we have to be clear about. That's the point that Jesus is making. If the Master comes and finds the servants doing what they're supposed to, blessed are those servants. Well, it's not written in there, but what happens to the servants who weren't? Yeah, there are a couple of other parables that talk exactly about that. Talks about the severe beating that they're going to get. I don't think that's what any of us want. So look seriously at that question. If our Lord was going to return soon, and I knew it, what would I want to change? What would I get rid of in my life? What sins need to go? What virtues need to get put in? What do I need to change in my life? Then make the changes. Start working at those things. Start working at getting rid of the vices. Start working at putting in the virtues. Start working more and more at the prayer life and developing that relationship with Christ so that when he does return, he finds his servants vigilant, doing exactly what they're supposed to do. And then he can say, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master.